Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Vinny G Show. My name is Vinny. Hope everyone's doing all right today. I want to talk a little bit about a subject on an incident that happened at my child's high school last week. Looked like, we're home. Thank goodness our kids were home from school at that time. But there was a shooting at my child's high school. Seemed like one kid. This was after hours, after school hours. There was still some functions going on at school. One kid was handling it was said to be a drug exchange. One kid was trying to make away with the product without paying for it. So the other kid thought it'd behoove him to shoot the other kid. Kid was shot in the foot, grazed his torso. He's fine. He'll recover. But this was a horrific thing that happens, and you never think it's going to happen at your child's school. It was really took us off guard. But the thing that really surprised us was that the gentleman that shot the other gentleman within an hour of the incident started posting messages on Snapchat bragging about the fact that he had shot this kid in the foot for trying to rob him, claiming that, he wasn't going to be robbed. Nobody should try to rob him because of this would be the outcome. He did another Snapchat video of stating the cops were outside getting ready to bash in his door. Guess he was going to jail for 15, 20 years. Ranting about when he comes out, he'll start making money again, selling drugs. I feel terrible for his parents. We always say, where are the parents? Where are the parents? What differently could the parent have done? But sometimes, we just have to realize that some of these kids, no matter how you bring them up, no matter what you do, sometimes these kids get with the wrong crowd, and they do the wrong things, whether it be if the parent knows or doesn't know, or if they try to stop them or talk to them. Sometimes I believe it actually is out of a parent's hands. You do what you can do. You try to guide them the right way, and just sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out. Unfortunately, this kid is going to probably spend some years in jail. He'll have a lot of time to think about what he did, the lifestyle that he had. And you just pray that hopefully he'll come out looking at the world a different way, not wanting to repeat the same mistakes he made. I don't know if that's going to happen. Only time will tell. But These are sad, tragic things that happen that will change his life forever. It's just something that you can't walk away from. You post videos pretty much acknowledging guilt for what you did. I don't understand what mind frame he was in, and the whole time that he's doing these videos, he's smoking a joint. He has a friend in the background, pumping him up. I don't understand. But we all make mistakes. We all have to learn from them. We all have to pay the consequences for them. He will. The kid that tried to make away with the drugs, I'm sure something will happen to him. I mean, he's shot in the foot. From what I understand, he was an athlete at the school. He'll pay his price. you know, hopefully he'll learn that, you know, some people you just don't, you know, try to take advantage of. But anyway, you know, they beefed up security the next day at school. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people felt that, you know, they would keep their kids from school. So they didn't send them to school. We sent our kids to school. There wasn't a lot going on at school. They were postponing tests because of lack of attendance. So our kids came home early. But it was just one of those things that you don't expect to happen at your high school. It happens all over the place. You know, you really have to take threats seriously when they come across at any age. Kids are, you know, they watch these violent movies. They play these violent video games. You know, it's definitely a different era from when I grew up. When I grew up, we were riding our bikes and playing basketball and playing baseball and playing football. And you know, yeah, we got into arguments with our friends and you know, had some fights, but, you know, it never came down to the amount of violence that I feel that it is now. And, you know, I think we need to focus more on getting our kids outside, getting them active, kick them out of the house. You know, these video games are video games and phones and tablets. And, you know, that's definitely taking over childhood for kids in a way that my childhood was. So if I had a message for everybody here, anybody that's listening, my message would be, you know, 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, hour a day, 60 minutes. Get your kid outside. Let them ride a bike. Play catch with them. Something. Just let them feel the sun on their face, the wind in their hair. That makes a whole lot of difference. Take the tablet away. Take the phone away. Take the game away. Kids need to be kids. And being inside all day long, playing with technology, it definitely has it will have effects on kids. As we can see now, that kids are different now than kids, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. We didn't have all these electronics to keep us occupied. We actually had to keep ourselves occupied. So let's try to get back there. Let's get our kids outside. Let's get them playing. Let's get them involved in some kind of sport or some kind of activity that will keep them busy. You know, we did the best that we could with our kids. You know, we kept them involved with sports. We tried to take them places just so they wouldn't get absorbed by TV, electronics. Mind you, my kids are the same way. They come home, they want to play a game, they want to look at YouTube, they want to do this, they want to do that. But they do have their time outside. They have to. So let's try to turn this stuff around. Let's try to get our kids outside. Let's try to get our kids active. It's healthy for them to be outside, running around, burning off calories. Definitely it'll get them to go to sleep quicker rather than just sitting down watching TV or watching YouTube or playing games until they go to sleep. Then they'll toss and turn. If they actually get outside, get some exercise, get the blood flowing, burn some calories, then guarantee you they'll come in tired and ready to go to sleep. And it's a healthier way of living. So I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your kids or right and wrong. I'm just trying to say that something's wrong. Something's definitely wrong. And we can change it. So take that for what it's worth. My opinion only. Everybody has one. But I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Appreciate you listening. And everybody be safe. Thank you again. Vinny G Show.